We have the Super Bowl, the Iowa caucus, Groundhog Day, and you even came to church today. Imagine on the Super Bowl, if the offense would tackle their own quarterback, or if every time someone tried to make a pass, the same team would knock the ball away. You would say they're on some kind of crazy drugs or they don't know how to play this sport. Why are they hurting their own team? Of course, that doesn't happen except by accident. But in the Christian life today, we have a story of a very bad person. A person who was a tax collector and a thief, who people didn't even want to talk to. In fact, when the Savior goes to his house, people speak badly about Jesus. They say, doesn't he know who that person is? Why does he even hang around with him? Jesus taught us we're on the same team, and that we are responsible to give a person at least hope and a good example on how to change of life. And sometimes we as Christians not only become spectators instead of helpers and teammates, but we attack our own teammates with our words and with our bad example. When you raise a child, you never simply punish a child and say that's wrong. I remember when I was growing up, my mother would say, that's wrong, you shouldn't have done it. This is what you should have done. And encouragement, and you can do it, and we will help you. I remember when corporal punishment was in fashion, and my father would hit me. And sooner or later that day, he would hug me and kiss me and said, I didn't want to do that. But I got the message. I got the message that my father loved me and he wasn't simply punishing me. He was teaching me, encouraging me, and giving me a good example of how to live. And we as Christians, at the beginning of Lent, every time you see someone struggling or yourself struggling, say to yourself, it's not simply saying something's wrong, but it's saying that what is right thing to do and encouraging the person to do it. Do not become a spectator as a Christian, but think of yourself as part of the team, the football team, the baseball, the human family, the church, and you are there to say, yes, this is wrong, but this is right, and I can encourage you, and I can even help you. So as we go into Lent, remember what that old Middle Age saying went. The church is not a museum for saints, but a hospital for sinners. If you are perfect, go to the shopping mall. God can help you. But if you are like the rest of us, we hope that you find among your fellow Christians teammates that will tell you when you're doing something wrong, tell you what the right thing is to do, and encourage you to do it. Христос рождається.